Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pittsburgh Steelers of 2013, the ones that will come here this Sunday, just don't have the same feel as some of the Steelers teams from the recent past. Sure, some key figures are still in place, like Ben Roethlisberger, Troy Polamalu, and Coach Mike Tomlin. But their 2-5 record means a lot of the luster for this game has been lost. Still, we all know what the Steelers are capable of, and so do the Patriots, and here is this week's opponent preview. He's 10 years into an accomplished NFL career, but his 10th season is slip-sliding away. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger was at the helm for a season-opening 4-game losing streak. And after the Steelers rattled off consecutive wins over the Jets and Ravens, they reversed course last week, losing all momentum by losing to the Raiders. Is it all Roethlisberger's fault? Certainly not. Pittsburgh's offensive line is inexperienced and shaky. Big Ben is among the league leaders in sacks per game, and their run game is ranked 30th in the NFL. But at 6'5", 240 pounds, the linebacker-esque Roethlisberger can be tough to defend and bring down.
I mean, you see a lot of times you think it's a sack, and this guy's shrugging guys off that are 300-plus pounds, and next thing you know, he's scrambling around and throwing the ball downfield. So I think we need to understand that. We're going to have to, you know, obviously there's going to be some extended plays just because that's his ability and those are the things that he creates.
You just really have to be conscious when you get to him to make sure that you wrap him up and try and get him down and at least hold him up and hope that your buddies are coming to help you out.
After losing deep threat Mike Wallace in free agency, the Steelers are still in decent shape in the passing game, led by Antonio Brown, the NFL's receptions leader, and Emmanuel Sanders, who the Pats pursued in restricted free agency last spring. Meanwhile, Heath Miller continues to be a threat at tight end. But on the ground, rookie Le'Veon Bell has not taken hold of the lead running back role the way Tomlin would have hoped. He's got 3 touchdowns, but a yards per carry average that is just too low for an every down back. All that being said, the Steelers have generally had a defense that could carry the load and keep them in contention. Not so this year. In week 3, Chicago took a 17-0 lead in the first quarter. Against the Vikings in London, a 70-yard catch-and-run touchdown for Greg Jennings in the first quarter and a 60-yard Adrian Peterson TD run in the second set the tone for a game in which Pittsburgh never led. And in Oakland, Terrell Pryor ripped off a 93-yard touchdown run on the game's opening play. With stalwarts like Lamar Woodley, Brett Kiesel, and Ryan Clark, the talent is there for Pittsburgh, but it hasn't been displayed consistently enough to get the Steelers out of the AFC North basement.
And the scheme's been so good for so many years. The players have been really good. They got a good defense. And, you know, the way we've been playing offensively, we can't be up and down like we've been. We've got to be more consistent. And, you know, hopefully this is our best week to be able to do that. Got off to a good start in practice, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, if you were looking forward to Zoltán Mesko's return to Foxborough, sorry to disappoint. The former Patriots punter was let go by the Steelers this week. He lost out to Ryan Allen in the Patriots punting competition in training camp, and he was second to last in the AFC in net punting average this year. So that Ryan Allen, Zoltán Mesko storyline, unfortunately, will not be playing out here at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.